Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Kyle, and welcome to The Conversation. Today in The Conversation, we're going to talk about the controversy with CVS getting rid of banning cigarettes. Also going to talk about something that not many people know about with Walmart and selling beer. I'm going to talk about the weather, and I'm going to rant just for about a few seconds on good old-fashioned David Moyse and my Manchester United, and also about the one-sided media bias. Let's go. The conversation begins right now. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. Just kind of think of that as you go through your day today. Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Kyle. Got a wonderful show for you today in this half an hour. One of the big things I want to get into first is, for the first time in 30 years, Manchester United lost to Stoke City. And it's just, I don't know why they keep him. If anyone can tell me why David Moyse is still there, I have no idea. What has really changed in that team, except for the manager? They got the same players, and they just don't, I don't see any heart there. And I'm just getting frustrated, you know. But I do want to take a moment and recognize all the people from 6 February 1958 involved in the Munich air disaster. That was a very big tragedy, and there's a movie called United. If you ever get a chance, watch it. It's based on that event, and they went through painstaking details to make sure that everything down to what they actually said was correct. I mean, there's a scene where one of the secretaries hands somebody a box of oranges, and they went to family members and who recounted the story of actually being given oranges as a gift, and they went to painstaking detail to make sure everything. So it wasn't as much based on a true story, but actually a true story. But as we're going to talk about today, CVS is actually banning cigarette sales. And I know Walgreens had looked at that. A lot of people looked at that one time because they said, well, if you look at, it's funny because CVS's mission statement basically is about health and wellness, but they're against Obamacare. You know, but that's what Obamacare is supposed to be so great for you. You know, if Obamacare was really supposed to help the people that were uninsured, it should have only affected the uninsured. It should have had no mandate in there. It shouldn't have affected anybody. All it should have affected were, if you don't have insurance, this is a plan that's going to be put into place to help people who can't find insurance through their work be able to get some sort of supplement to help them out. It shouldn't have affected the millions and millions of people who now have lost their insurance. But Walgreens had, people have argued for years, well, how can they be a supporter of health and wellness when they sell cigarettes? Well, let me be honest with you, folks. It's not like people are waking up and going, oh, my gosh, these things are bad for you. I thought they had vitamin C in them and vitamin B12. And you could have cigarettes that were in a black pack called tumors. You could have a coffin and a skull on the box. And people would line up around the block 5 miles to get the things. I bet you get a coffin and you get a skull as soon as you light up and you get tumors and everything. That's great. No one knows. We know they're not healthy for you. They know they're not. I don't know anyone that's smoking thinking these things are good for. I mean, what's going to happen if Walgreens gets rid of them and then Walmart stops selling them? You know, it's choice. I mean, they do have the right, yes, to not sell cigarettes. I mean, I get that. But at the same time, if you want to go there and, you know, eventually it's going to come down to, okay, there's going to be one or two places that sell cigarettes, and they're going to make so much money because, hey, they're going to get 90% of the business. because no one is going to sell cigarettes. You know, and how many, and I'm sure people that are against CVS selling cigarettes, probably most people out of my listeners out there, I wonder how many have bought alcohol at Walmart. Because not many people realize this. Sam Walton, if he was alive, he would be outraged at the way Walmart is being run. Liquor and alcohol was never, ever, ever sold at Walmart. Never. He was 100% against selling of alcohol at his stores. And they sell alcohol. I've bought it at Sam's Club because I've gotten some really good deals on some wine. But at Walmart, I have never bought alcohol. And I really try not to buy it at Sam's Club just because I try to support what Sam Walton believed in. I worked at a video store, and you couldn't have certain adult movies because it was against a law that was bad. That, like, if you opened up a shop near Walmart, and there were parameters that you had to abide by to be in that area. And it was something that Sam Walton did. And he would be outraged, like the way the pigs are being put in gestation crates. He would be outraged at the way the animals are being treated. He cared a lot about animals, like his dog, Elroy, and his employees. There was a lady that was interviewed like 6 years ago or whatever on CBS, and she goes, if Sam Walton was alive, I worked under him, and I met the man, and he would be outraged at the way we're being treated. Because originally, when he gave that company over to this guy to run it, when he was still alive, he took the company back because he was just going against a lot of what Sam Walton believed in. And it's just one of those things that, I mean, it's a big issue about, you know, banning the sale of cigarettes at CVS. I mean, are we coming to a point in America to where cigarettes are going to be a thing of the past? I mean, that could very well be. I mean, that could very well be a point in society. I mean, I think if you go on YouTube and look up, like, how chew is made or whatever, you'll find tons and tons of videos, you know, of people. There's a guy that has, like, a wall where he has people when they're done chewing to save their cans, and he has a wall of, like, 30,000 cans of chew. And they have mud jugs. I guess it's a thing you buy that you spit in. And they have, like, you name it, like, key lime pie flavored chew and raspberry chew and blueberry chew. Whatever happened to just tobacco flavor? You know, when I grew up, you had medicine, and it tasted like medicine. Now you can, oh, for 50 cents more, you can add berry flavor. So you can get your medicine to taste like berries or, you know, snozzberries or whatever. I got a caller, so I'm going to see if I can get him on the line. Hello? You out there? I got someone trying to call in, and I don't know if I can get a hold of them. Because it is not coming through. I know I had a problem yesterday with my sister last time on the show, and she would call in, but I couldn't hear her. And I have her called in. You there? Because I can kind of hear someone in the background, but I think she's trying to call in, but I can't seem to get her on the phone. I don't know. I've been having problems with people getting calls in, so I don't know what's going on. You there?
Oh,
I can kind of hear you.
Hey, it's your sister.
How you doing?
Hey, Don and I are both listening to your show for once.
Oh, that's great.
So
what do you
been
think
Don,
about
Don trying to call in?
So what do you think about CVS banning cigarette sales?
Well, it's the right. It's actually their right, their store. They can choose to do whatever they will choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to lose a lot of business
uh-huh.
from those who smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't smoke anymore, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But from the smoker's point of view, they're going to lose a lot of business.
Yeah.
Or people will go elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
Because especially when you go into a store, you're going to buy more items.
Yep. Because I know at one time they were trying to stop it because I guess there were people that were figuring out that they were using the bonus coupons that you get on the receipt, and they were only going in and buying the special deal. Because I guess CVS would do a lot of, they would lose money on this one item, assuming that when you come in, you're going to buy five or six other things, and then they found out people were just coming in and getting that one item and leaving. Well, they figured out, well, if I use these coupons that come on the receipt, I can go in and get my stuff for like 50% off or even more, and they would just buy that stuff and nothing else, and, you know, and, but if you smoke, I guess, you would go there and buy your cigarettes on top of other things, and I guess they'll have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. They will go somewhere else.
Yep. Because I got slack for it, because I put it on my Facebook, then I'm like, you know, that people are going to lose their freedom over, you know, I said it like this, and I said it, I think, on my Facebook one time, but Obama would not have to get rid of guns. All he would have to do is say, okay, you can own a handgun, but you can only have one bullet. If you have more than one bullet, you're going to be put in jail. You know, it's like they, when they did the Marijuana Stamp Tax Act, they didn't really ban marijuana growing of it. They just said, okay, to do it, you have to have this, you have to pay for this stamp tax. And if you have this piece of paper that said you paid the marijuana stamp tax, you could grow it. But they would never hand out the stamp. They made it so that no one would ever get it, so you could never grow it. And then in the 1970s, you know, they made it federally illegal. You know, and I kind of think, you know, I think honestly in this country, cigarette sales are, I think it's a thing of the past. I think we're going to get to the point where pretty soon cigarettes might not even be that big of a thing in this country at all. I mean, I know people still smoke, even though they know it's dangerous, but I think you're going to get to a point sometime that it's going to be a thing of the past, and it's going to be like a nostalgic thing. Like, this is what they used to do, because I know now the big thing is e-cigarettes, and they're trying to make sure that kids that don't smoke at all aren't going to start just smoking e-cigarettes just because it's the new fad. And could you see that happening? People just, like, starting smoking e-cigarettes who've never smoked at all?
Well, they've done that here in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan University. There's no smoking at all, period, on campus. At all, period. Even in your cars, anywhere. And they've even banned the use of the e-cigarette in your room.
Because I know on the train they said e-cigarettes
they
were not allowed.
They totally banned that, and I told Don, I said, they're going to lose a lot of, next year, they're going to lose a lot of students over that. There's a lot of them smoke.
Yep. And that's what I always thought the e-cigarette was, okay? If you're on a plane and you can't use a regular cigarette, you're able to use an e-cigarette. But I guess, like they said on the train, they're banned. Someone did tell me, though, if you really want to use it, just go in the bathroom and lock the door. And when you go to the bathroom, just use it, and no one's going to know.
Yeah. Don just said that he can't hear you on the computer at all, and it won't want him to chat.
Huh. Because I know when I tried to get on, I was doing stuff from your show, I could not. It only showed that it wasn't on air.
Okay. Hold on. Don, so, I'll let you use this phone to listen to the rest of the show.
So, but, I mean, I do think, I mean, that's what I always thought e-cigarettes were, was a way, okay, if you can't smoke on a plane, a regular cigarette, there's an e-cigarette. You can't, but anymore, it's like you can't use them anywhere, even though they're technically, I was always thought, a way to smoke, you know, like on a train or on a plane, but it seems like anywhere regular cigarettes are banned, e-cigarettes are basically banned. So it's crazy because I guess I read an article where they did a story where they said that there are some e-cigarettes they found that you'd be better off smoking a Marlboro Red cigarette a real tobacco cigarette as opposed to the e-cigarette because of all the chemicals in it. And then there's people that say, well, if he's blowing out that smoke, it's in the air, and who knows what's in that smoke, and even though it's supposedly just water vapors and all this. And so I think the controversy, at least with e-cigarettes, is I think cigarettes are diminishing, and now I think you're going to have a wave of people that who've never smoked cigarettes before that are going to get a blue cigarette, one of the e-cigarettes, or one of any number of e-cigarette brands, and start smoking that instead, you know, who's never smoked, and that's going to be the big new thing. Because I was watching if you've ever seen, there was a three-part series, I think it was on the History Channel, the Tobacco Wars. And one of the main guys on that show, he did a recent interview because he finally got tobacco under control. And now they're starting to, I guess, R.J. Reynolds is now going to start jumping into the e-cigarette market and some of these other big tobacco companies that haven't really done anything are going to get into this e-cigarette market. And then you're going to have to deal with, okay, well, cigarettes are banned from this type of advertising. Well, there's nothing saying the e-cigarettes can't be banned, and they're not really regulated yet. And they've got to try to get the registration caught up and all this, because he feels like I do, that you're going to get a new generation of kids that just are going to smoke e-cigarettes who've never smoked a regular cigarette because, hey, it's safer. You know, and just like if you go on, like I was talking a little bit earlier, you go on YouTube, there's guys that have, like, you know, YouTube channels based on dipping, and they do dip reviews. They have, like, 65,000 mud jugs that they spit in. You know, this is my Confederate camouflage mud jug. This is my Confederate mud jug. This is my Looney Tunes mud jug. This is my Sesame Street mud jug. This is my Alabama state flag mud jug. I have all 50 states with their flag and the American flag on the mud jug. And I got, you know, they got, like, this is Skoll's new key lime pie flavored dip, and I'm going to demonstrate it today and do a demo on it and tell you what I think about it. And, you know, and it's, you know, so dip, I think, is still alive in an underground way. You know, there's still that feeling, but I guess it's safer. But, you know, it's just one of those things. But, and I guess it was kind of in my opinion, I always thought dip was something that was designed for, like, the e-cigarette, a way for you, okay, if you can't smoke on the plane, you can put a dip in, you know, and get, you know, get nicotine without lighting up. There used to be an old Charlie Daniels commercial where it goes, would you like smoking or non-smoking on the plane? And Charlie Daniels goes, I'll take smokeless, darling. And they had him, like, with Copenhagen or Skoll or one of those. But it's just me. This country has changed, because I know so many people say, this country hasn't changed. I'm like, if you grew up when I did in 1975, this country has changed a lot. It's done 180 degrees, because you don't hear anyone talking about, okay, let's take Rob Zombie's music and play it backwards and see if they can get satanic backwards messages. But, I mean, it's funny when I'll play, like, Twisted Sister, and I'll say, this was stuff that my mom didn't want me to listen to. You know, it was bad. It was the devil music, you know. To think that my grandma didn't like to watch A-Team because she thought it was too violent. You know, I couldn't even watch Miami Vice when I grew up. And now you look at, like, CSI and stuff like that, and it's like, wow, it's 10 times worse.
Sister rules.
Yes, they do, and that's my sister's husband, Don. He's on the other line. So do you think, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think about trends to where in the near future you're going to have people who never smoked a cigarette that are going to start just with e-cigarettes and use those and then get hooked on those because a lot of those have nicotine in them? Do you think that's going to be a big issue?
Definitely. I mean, they start puffing on it and then they think, well, I might as well try a pack of cigarettes now. So
yeah,
then they get hooked on that, and then, you know, the tobacco companies are doing the e-cigarettes because they want, that's just another avenue to get them to start.
Yep.
I mean, once you start sucking on something like that,
mm-hmm.
you can't stop.
Yeah. It's very hard. I mean, it is. And
I remember in 1986 when I started, you could walk through Meijer department store and grocery store and you can have a cigarette lit while you're walking through the aisles. That was crazy. They had ashtrays all over inside the store.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Different world.
I can remember. Yeah, I can remember at the mall when we used to go to the mall just because we could smoke.
Yep.
And if you were like 17 or whatever and your mom, you didn't want her to know, you'd just go to the mall and have a cigarette.
Yep. Yep. Going shopping with the kids, Mom.
Yep.
But then again, everybody else is close things like smoke. Then, if you go to buy a new shirt and it smells like smoke, I can understand that.
Yeah. Yep. I can see that.
Definitely a different world.
I remember they used to have. There was a guy, and I almost bought him off of eBay. They used to have put like 10 cents in the bubblegum machine, turn the knob, and you get little necklace charms that had cigarette packs like Cool, Kent, Salem.
I remember
that. And now you'd be. When I was in 1983, I was at a friend's house and his uncle was lighting our candy cigarettes with a match. And now you'd be outraged. How in the hell can you do that? Da da da. But back then, it's just it's the thing that. Because I guess back then it wasn't as known. Granted, the evidence has come out since that in 1950 they took tobacco and brewed it like a tea and dumped it over rats' backs in the 1950s and showed that it produced tumors. And they found out in 1966 that in 1966 there's a memo that says we are in the business of selling nicotine and addictive substance, even though in 1993 at the tobacco hearings, all seven executives of the tobacco industry said, no, we don't believe they're not addictive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nope, they're not addictive. And it's just, it's amazing that the transformation of this whole, because I've seen the transformation. So I know coming from when you could go to the tobacco aisle and you could grab three packs of cigarettes and take them up to the counter yourself, to now it's usually one aisle. So for people that say this country really hasn't changed, I've seen it change because I remember when I wore a KISS shirt to school and I got sent to the principal's office because that meant Knights in Satan service. And the whole time I'm going to the office, I'm just praying for the guy. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm praying for you. I said, I'm a Christian, so I never got the whole idea that they tried to make the PMRC, the Parents Resource Music Association, that they tried to make this all negative. Because if you look at a lot of, because one of my favorite bands was called Firehose. Everyone's like, no, and they're like, no, it's Firehouse. I'm like, no, it's Firehose. And they said, no, it's not. When I showed them a tape, I said, well, you're right, because there is a group called Firehouse, but the group I listen to is an alternative group. And they recently went on tour, and this guy goes, well, how come they only do like three or four shows here or there? And he goes, well, I'm a biochemist for Merck. And he goes, all of us in the band have like real full-time jobs, and we're all like one guy's like an electrical engineer, one guy's like a chemist, one guy's a bioengineer, and they work on making pharmaceuticals and stuff. And, so a lot, like Dee Snider is very, 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 very smart.
Oh, extremely.
And it's just amazing that they, they've like diss on a lot of those people, but when you look back, they are like geniuses, some of them.
He paid the price for rock and roll, too. He struggled a long time before he finally made it.
Yep.
So, but the cigarette companies, they knew that stuff was bad for people, but they just suppressed it because they needed the sales. They didn't really care.
Yep. It was all about money.
They still don't care, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just... Because, I've shown a couple people, there was a video, Jeff Wigand was an executive chemist for them, and he talked about how they're made and how they take, like, old tobacco and tobacco from the floor and all this stuff, and they put it in this huge vat, and they steep it like a tea, and they take all the chemicals out, and they add all this stuff to it, and they figured out, because people do that with, like, pain meds. How can we freebase this pain meds so we can get it all at once? And they said, how can we freebase nicotine so that since we got busted for taking and trying to come up with a genetically altered tobacco that has twice the nicotine, how can we genetically alter this by adding chemicals to it so that it breaks down the nicotine so that it gets in your system 10 times faster so you get hooked easier and more. And, you know, and that's what he, there's like a whole thing on how they do it. And it's just like most of the people I know that smoke, they can't even watch that video the all the way through. And I'm like, well, I said, I understand because you're hooked. It's not easy
right.
to smoke. But it's just one of those things that
anything
I guess
make
it was
more addictive.
Yep. And I know my sister said this one time, Lisa, she goes, the e-cigarettes kind of helped, but I guarantee you there's so much in those that it's not just the nicotine that you're hooked on.
Oh, right. Otherwise, why would they put the other chemicals in there?
Yep.
To get you to sucking down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like
but
the,
then, I mean...
Subway had the, where they just took out the shoe rubber from their bread. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Subway restaurants just redid all their bread recipes. They had shoe rubber in them. First, they had recycled tennis shoe rubber in their bread.
Oh, okay, wow.
Why was that in there? You have to check that out on the news. It's kind of weird.
Oh, I will have to look that up. Is it... But I'm sure it's food, has to be food grade somehow.
I don't know.
To be allowed.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it.
But you never know what you're ingesting anymore.
Oh, I know.
Unless you grow your own, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll start a tobacco farm.
Well, there's a lot of that. If you look on YouTube, I always thought that was illegal to grow. Someone told me that, oh, growing your own tobacco is highly illegal, but I guess it's, you can do it. And a lot of people say they produce their own tobacco for pennies, and they roll their own and dry it.
Yep.
And...
It takes work, but it can be done.
Yep. The more you can be self-sufficient, the better off you are, so.
No, Obama will take care of us.
Yeah, let me get, I'll get
just
my mom on here.
Just ask your mother.
Yeah, that's what my mom always jokes about, that don't worry, Obama's going to take care of us, because that's the thing that I see in this world is people don't want it. It's like, well, I guess the Democrats are so successful because so many people look at it in terms of, well, the Republicans are going to not take care of me. The Democrats, they're going to help me. They're going to give me stuff. I mean, you know, and it's like, when did we get to a point in this country where you don't try to do stuff for yourself? You don't try to be self-dependent, self-reliant.
Rugged individualism, as Rush calls it.
Yep, exactly.
Now, that's long gone.
And one thing, I got about like a minute and a half left on my show, but the one thing I see is Todd talked about this. And if you take Republican out of you put the N-word in front of it, most of the people I know, they don't look at a person for what they do or who they are. They say, okay, well, if he's a Democrat, he's great. If it's a Republican, he's bad. They can do the same thing, and they would say something great about the Democrat for doing it, but the Republican did the same thing, they would say something negative about it.
Yep.
And
double
it just
standard.
Drives me. It just drives me to drink. And I just, like I told my friend, I said, okay, first of all, if Obama was born on a Tuesday, how come he has an older birth date, a higher number birth date than someone born on Friday? Because they couldn't use a birth date that's already been given to someone. I said, there's so many things that I can show you that prove he wasn't even born in this country. And even his wife, Michelle, has said that they've gone back to his home country of Kenya, Africa, several times and done AIDS testing and stuff, but they still, you can show it to them and like, whatever, that's not what she means. You know, he calls that his home. That's not where he was born.
Yeah, right.
And I don't like to argue politics. And the politics just because it affects me. So my time is up here. I want to thank you, Don and Lisa, and you all have a great day, and God bless you all, and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Rock on, Kyle. Rock on.